Bible study. Why does God allow bad things to happen to believers? Introduction. The focus of today's Bible study is a question that every believer asks at some point. Why does God allow bad things to happen to believers? Many people think that becoming a Christian means life will suddenly be smooth and problem-free. But all throughout Scripture, we consistently see the opposite. The Bible openly teaches that God's people will face trials, tribulations, hardships, and suffering. Jesus himself said in John chapter 16, verse 33, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." NKJV. Peter also said in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you." NKJV. So trials are not strange, and they are not a sign that God abandoned you. According to Scripture, trials are part of the walk of a true believer. But the Bible doesn't just say we go through them. It also teaches that those who endure to the end shall be saved, Matthew 24 and 13. It's easy to say I love the Lord when everything is going right. But what about when things go wrong? What about when you're hurting, confused, disappointed, or broken? This Bible study will show you why God allows believers to face hardships and how God uses those hardships for your good. Number one, Job, a test of faith, not a punishment. One of the clearest examples is Job. Job lost everything, his children, his wealth, his health, all at once. If anyone had a reason to give up, Job did. But what did Job do? Job still worshiped. Job still trusted. Job still declared, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job's story teaches us this powerful truth. Faith is proven not in blessings, but in storms. Anyone can worship God when life is comfortable. True faith shows up in suffering. And just like Job, God may allow trials not to destroy us, but to reveal what's in us and to build something greater inside of us. Number two, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the key verse for every believer in hard times. Romans 8 and 28 is the anchor scripture for this topic. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." Let's break this down. "And we know." Paul doesn't say we think, we hope, or we guess. He says we know. This is confidence, assurance, and certainty. That all things, not some things, not just good things, but all things, the good and the bad, the joyful and the painful, the highs and the lows. If you are a child of God, nothing you experience is wasted. God blends every experience, even the ones you didn't want, into his plan for your good. Number three, Joseph. What looked like a curse was actually a setup. Another powerful example is Joseph. Joseph didn't just go through something small. He went through betrayal, slavery, false accusations, and prison. His brothers sold him into slavery out of jealousy. Potiphar's wife lied on him, saying he tried to force himself on her. He was thrown into prison for a crime he didn't commit. To the natural eye, it looked like Joseph was cursed, forgotten, and maybe even out of God's will. But behind the scenes, God was working every detail for Joseph's purpose. While in prison, Joseph interpreted dreams. One man and the butler Sam remembered him, and that opened a door. When Pharaoh had a dream no one could interpret, Joseph was brought before him. After Joseph interpreted it, Pharaoh made him second in command of all Egypt. And through Joseph, God saved an entire nation, Joseph's family, and the promise God made to Abraham. Joseph tells his brothers in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." This is Romans 8:28 in action. Number four, the called. God had a plan before you were born. Paul ends Romans 8:28 by saying, "To those who are the called according to his purpose." Who are the called? Scripture explains, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." NKJV. God had a purpose for you before you were ever born. He knew your mistakes, your pain, your future, your storms, and he already worked them into your destiny. Nothing catches God by surprise. Every trial fits into his plan. Modern day analogy. Think about the GPS in your phone. When you're driving and take a wrong turn, the GPS doesn't quit. Doesn't say, "That's it, you're lost forever. What does it do? It reroutes. Sometimes God allows things in our lives, disappointments, setbacks, delays, because He's rerouting us toward His purpose. To us, it looks like pain, but to God, it's part of the plan. You may be stuck at a detour in life, but God already knew you would hit that spot, and He is still guiding you to your destination. Just like Joseph's detours, God is directing you, shaping you, and positioning you to arrive right where He wants you to be. Conclusion. As believers, we will go through storms, losses, disappointments, and hardships, not because God abandoned us, but because He is building us. From Job, we learn that faith is proven in suffering. From Joseph, we learn that what looks evil is often God's setup for destiny. And from Romans 8:28, we learn that all things, not just some, are working for our good. When you can't see the full picture, remember this. God's hand is always at work. God's plan is always bigger. And God's purpose always wins. You may not understand everything now, but one day you will look back and say, God was working it out the whole time. Because we know, with confidence, that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.